The pouring rain doesn't seem to be bothering the children and parents who are gathering on the state floatplane dock. Several gray totes are placed on the dock filled with sea creatures of all sorts. Everything from sea urchins to crabs to sea stars.
Hopefully we didn't put them in with the crabs.
Two divers with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Jeff Mucci and Joe Stratman, brought up bags of sea creatures for hands-on learning.
This is actually not a Dungeness crab. This is the same genus as Dungeness, but it's a different species.
It's alive, so you gotta be careful and just touch its shell.
I know it's alive. I saw it move.
Those are the eyes. His mouth parts, they move from side to side. He's got it closed now, but he'll move it open there.
So, Joe, can you give me a little background on what you guys did today to get all these sea creatures for the kids?
Yeah, we usually go out and do a little bit of collecting in the morning before the diving for science presentation. So we just went out in the skiff. We had a tender, and Jeff Mucci and I dove, and we collected some of these crabs and urchins and sea cucumbers and a few other things. And then I think Jeff had also collected some on the last dive trip that they went on for work. So
would you say that this is a usual variety that you find for this event every year?
I think so. I think we were able to find a few more species last year of different things. We were able to go out in Frederick Sound last year because the weather was good, so we went up by Beacon Point. We did find some dungies in Scout Base, so we're pretty happy.
And they have to get a bigger shell. They have to get a bigger house. So that's like these guys right here. See this guy? Just that little hole there. So there's a little crab living in this one. But look at this one here. See how big that hole is? There's a bigger crab living in that. And every so often, these crabs, after they outgrow this shell, they'll be going looking for a new shell. This barnacle right here, this acorn barnacle. See this one right here? See that? And these things, they feed.
Those are huge.
They are very
barnacles.
Big. And you see that one over there and that one there? This one here. So we'll take this one over here and we can compare them. So this one here. So this acorn barnacle, this one here started on a rock scallop. This is called a purple hinnis rock scallop. And if you look inside this shell, see that clam right there? A clam is living in there. And if you look in another little hole, there's a black urchin, a black cucumber like we saw down there. There's a big black cucumber living in there. And if you look in this, there's a starfish living in there. There's a brachiopod right there. There's a sea squirt living in there.
Wait, where's the sea squirt?
See him down there?
Yeah.
And look also.
What down there?
Look at the clam. Look at that clam in there. This is a red rock crab right here. Octopus love to eat these. This is a favorite food of octopus.
He's not happy.
He isn't very happy. This is called a blood star. See those things down there?
Yeah.
That's what those things look like and what they're, when their arms are out like that.
You're showing us under the dock. Cool.
Yeah. So, see those arms and legs?
Yeah.
See those? There's usually things living in them. But that's how they eat. They eat that.
See that?
There's a feather duster. See it right there? That feather duster worm?
That's huge.
Yeah.
And I see an enemy right
there.
Yeah,
another anemone. They're all eating.
So, can you tell me you're with ADF&G, right?
Yeah. I'm the dive safety officer for Region 1. So we have people like Joe Stratman, Troy Tinas. Those are kind of our divers in the Petersburg area. We have divers in Ketchikan, Sitka, Haines. And we have about 24 divers. And we pick a pool of 6 divers for every trip we go on. And we dive from March until September. We just got through diving doing cucumber surveys. And we do cucumbers, gooey duck clams, and red urchins. And in the spring, we do herring work. So we just dive out of these 19-foot work skiffs, and there's 6 divers on board. And I just kind of make sure that everybody's diving according to our dive safety plan. And, I do about 350 to 400 dives a year. And we just dive from Yakutat down to British Columbia.
So how does this day of educating kids on the dock compare?
Oh, it's awesome. It's really fun. Kids are always amped up. I mean, it's a crummy day, and it's been pouring down rain. But, kids are into it. And they don't get a chance to see what's on the bottom. And I've been doing this for 15 years, and I'm still excited every time I jump off the side of the boat because you never know what you're going to see down there. 2 years ago, we jumped down here, and we found an octopus on the bottom. And that just was like, it made the whole day for the kids.
It wasn't all just little kids at the Diving for Science event. Also helping out this year were several high school students with the National Ocean Science Bowl. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.